Thomas Rosengrave, who is to thank for the so-called Scarlatti cult, which England experienced in the first part of the 18th century. It was an unusual phenomenon, because Scarlatti was not well known outside Italy and Spain. Rosengrave, an Irish musician, was studying in Italy when he met Scarlatti. It was a chance meeting. Rosengrave was passing through Venice when he was invited to the house of a nobleman, where he was requested to play a toccata on the harpsichord. The performance was well received. Later that evening, a young man dressed in black, with a black wig, got up from where he'd been sitting quietly at the back of the room, and played with such skill that Rosengrave declared that it was as though there were 1,000 devils in the harpsichord, and he would not touch the keyboard for a month afterwards. The young man was Domenico Scarlatti, and he and Thomas Rosengrave became close friends. After 8 happy years in Italy, Rosengrave returned to London and started to give public performances of Scarlatti's sonatas, and later published an edition of 42 of the sonatas. In that time, Rosengrave became the organist at St. George's Church, Hanover Square, where he had a successful career until disaster struck. He fell passionately in love with one of his pupils, but her father would not allow his daughter to marry a musician. Rosengrave was quite unhinged by the heartbreak. Charles Burney wrote of how poor Rosengrave could never bear any kind of noise after this without great emotion. If anyone coughed, sneezed, or blew their nose while he was playing the organ, he would run out of the church in terror. Obviously, this was problematic, and Rosengrave had to give up his post as organist. He eventually moved back to Ireland and lived with his nephew. There he continued to compose and even staged an opera, but he never married. Surprisingly, Rosengrave's harpsichord suites don't really show the influence of Scarlatti. However, this movement does, the presto from his E-flat major suite. It's played here by Paul Nicholson on the harpsichord.